I know sometimes you don't like the food that I prepare.
Well, that's a sensitive topic.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Advent.
And we are in the home stretch, the last week leading up to the Feast of the Nativity. We continue on reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. And I just want to say thank you for showing up all the time, commenting, sharing our videos. It's a real joy for Janelle and I to be able to serve you this way. It's an honor. Today, he talks a lot about the religious life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but we can apply it to our lives.
And that's what we're going to do. So these words were written for the religious life, but we're going to see how can this wisdom be applied to our life. Mm-hmm.
Jesus wished to live poor on this earth as the son and helpmate of a mechanic, in a poor dwelling with poor clothing and poor food, that thereby he might give his servants to understand what ought to be the life of those who wish to be his followers. O my Lord, I will leave all and will follow thee. So when I read this quote, it reminded me of a conversation I had with a friend of mine just this weekend, and how, we always desire to have more things. And I find especially when we're around certain people, it's like we start the comparison game and think, oh, I want what they have, or, oh, I want my kids to be dressed in nice clothing or new clothing. And it was just a really good eye opener. This friend of ours, like, she's just really embracing the call of poverty in the sense of, you know, not taking more or having more than what they need. And also just coming to an understanding that, you know, why should I have more than so-and-so down the street? But I should be happy. You know, my Savior was born poor, he lived poor, and he died poor. And I should be happy with that as well. A third temptation is the fear of not being able to undergo the inconveniences of the common life, such as scanty and ill-prepared food, a hard bed, little sleep, prohibition to go out of the house, the observance of silence, and above all, not being allowed to follow one's own will. I feel like you don't get very much sleep.
Oh, I feel like St. Alphonsus has an unfair comparison of the common life. He's never had seven kids.
Well, we don't have seven kids yet.
Right.
It's like you're always
I'm already there. I did find this a little bit humorous because I felt like a lot of what he just explained could be applied to our life.
Yeah, I know sometimes you don't like the food that I prepare. Well,
that's a sensitive topic. Let's start with another one first. How about not being allowed to follow one's own will? Mm-hmm. I feel like I experience that all the time in marriage. And that's not a bad thing. That's how we grow in sanctity. But think about being, for me, I'm a father of six children in home, seventh on the way. I don't get to do what I want all the time. Most of the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't go outside anytime we want. He said, he talked about that restriction. Well, parents are restricted like that all the time. And that's not a bad thing. That's just a dying to the self. And this is how we grow in sanctification. Mm-hmm. Sleep. You know, last night I was up three times, two times in the middle of the night, one time a little bit earlier than I anticipated. Now, that's just part of being a parent. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And that's when I go through those experiences, I have to remind myself, this is for my sanctification. Mm-hmm. This is life. This is okay. This is how life is supposed to be. Ill-prepared food. Well, in the religious life, what you eat, whatever is prepared for you. In one sense, depending how you run your whole household, Janelle makes our meals. Mm-hmm. And
like flavor. Let's just put it that way. I grew up on salt and pepper, and that's about it. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but
cauliflower rice.
Oh yeah, what's wrong with that? It's great.
It's a diabolical lie. Cauliflower rice is not rice. It's cauliflower. Now, I'm not complaining about
what do you
this.
Mean, but, you're not complaining.
I'm not offended. Okay, but I know you're not offended, but I just want to point out that I eat differently than I would have probably chosen had I been single. And I'm okay with this because this is part of life. This is what you prepare. And why should I complain about a meal that I haven't prepared?
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. But have you ever had that situation in marriage where the meal that was prepared for you wasn't to your pleasing? It happens to everyone, because if I would make the meal, it would happen to you.
I'm just happy someone else is making the meal.
This isn't going very well for me. To accept everything that has been before you is part of marriage, and to embrace that. I did have another point. The observance of silence.
Oh, yeah. How that's love silence.
Exactly. St. Alphonsus says this is imposed upon them. I would welcome silence in the Zinsky home. So what's not imposed upon us is not silence. It's noise. Mm-hmm. And I do struggle with that, because mm-hmm. I love my silence. And so I'm learning to go into the silence of my own heart in the midst of a noisy home. And that is a sacrifice and a virtue that I'm trying to learn, that I know that I need to. Now, I'm not sharing all of this to point at us and to, like, you know, look how great we are. We're not. We're just pilgrims on a journey. This is our life. But maybe to give you some ideas to look at your life and say, hey, the state of life that I am currently in is what God wants for me, and we can grow in sanctity, mm-hmm. whether we're in a monastery or when we're in the domestic church. Mm-hmm.
He must remember that he has not come to the house of God to make himself comfortable, but to become a saint. And how can he become a saint? Is it by comfort and pleasure? No, but by suffering and by dying to his own disorderly affections and appetite. So this past Saturday, I like to do chores, and I like all the children to do chores. I have a list, and I felt like there was quite a bit of complaining going on in this house. You know, Mom, can I do a different one, a different chore, something that's easier, something that's, you know, doesn't require as much time? And I just felt there were so many complaints. And finally, I just said to one of our children, I said, you know what? God hasn't given us a life of ease. I said, let us just be thankful that he's given us this home to live in, and that we have a duty to take care of it. Anyhow, I was a little rather frustrated, but at the same time, I feel like I think we just have this false expectation that life should be easy all the time. Yeah. And I fall into that as well.
Mm-hmm. And the role of a parent is to endure some of the shortcomings of children and to teach them how to suffer well while mm-hmm. we suffer imperfectly. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the ironic thing?
When a man places his affections upon these things, the more he has, the more he desires, and he is never at rest. But when he places all his happiness in God, in him he finds perfect peace. So I'm really finding during this time of Advent, you know, I've had to go out a few times into the stores, you know, and I'm searching different things online, and I find the more I look at things, the more I want things. And I don't like that. I don't like that feeling of, you know, consumerism and more and buy more and spend more. And I feel like it's such a fleeting kind of emotion, whereas Christ is really our true anchor. And it's only in him that we will find rest.
Hmm. Great.
You're like, good, my wife's not going to spend money.
Let us know what stood out to you and why in the comments. Please pray the rosary right up there. And we will see you tomorrow. God bless.